following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
It's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. This holiday season, don't drag yourself all over town from store to store. Do what I do. Head to StubHub and pick up gift certificates for all the fans in your life. Not only can you bang out your holiday shopping in a few clicks, but you're giving them something they're sure to love. Everybody's a fan of something. So this year, forget the holiday socks, pass on the chocolates. Do everybody a favor. Don't drag yourself all over town from store to store. Pick up a StubHub gift certificate. Trust me, they'll thank you for it.
StubHub!
Hey, man, a lot of football this weekend. Want to go tablegating at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Tablegating? What's that?
Glad you asked.
So there is this really cool place where you can pour cold beer down your face, scarf some wings, and watch football on flat screens 8 miles tall. Because
we're going tablegating,
a place where we can watch football all day long. We're going tablegating all day long.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
In the beginning, there were many. As time went on, there became few. Now there is only one.
And this isn't it.
I tried to give you a second chance. You were a smartass. You're off the show. Bye. See ya.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show with Doug Duda.
Oh, and the President of the United States is here as well. And and over there's the Pope. I knew I shouldn't show you that because I knew you couldn't do two things at once. My bad.
Yes,
my bad. Everybody that follows college basketball every day of the week, unlike you, Colin Cowherd.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
13 flavors. All of our wings.
It's burger night.
Burger night. Totally jacked. No way. No. Enough with this college hockey. Because they only played them 3 times.
The Den Popper Inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. The Bruce Furniture Fan Line. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. And now to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we bring you another fun-filled hour of, hopefully, information that you could use, and it will entertain you a little bit. That's why we keep Tony on.
Well, it's the little things I do, Douglas.
Scott Hood of GamecockCentral.com, the breakdown, South Carolina football. Mark Bauer, UNK wrestling coach, going to join us on Loperlink. Trent already knows he can't wait for the decision in the next couple of days. Will Albert be taking his talents to South Beach? You think Pujols will have a show?
They didn't take in $200 million in ticket sales the last 5 years, did they? How are they going to pay a guy? I just don't understand how.
Everything's new, though.
Well, you get a new ballpark, you hope that the 6,500 fans that show up for all your games will show up at the new. I mean, I don't know. I thought that was when they announced that team, it was like the Royals being interested in Pujols. I thought, what is going on? Now, I understand the Angels now into the bidding war because you think, well, yeah, they've got the resources to do that. Did not realize that the Florida Marlins had anywhere near the resources for to even be in the conversation.
How great is it going to be when San Diego State travels to Central Florida for a conference football game?
You like that new Big East?
Isn't the NCAA supposed to be in charge of all of their member schools? I cannot believe that they have not stepped in here and said, what are you people doing? We can't approve this. It makes no sense. We can't approve this. Of course, when it comes to making no sense, the NCAA knows all about that. But Boise State, San Diego State, SMU, Houston, Central Florida, all set to move into the Big East. Boise and San Diego for football only.
That's what, I mean, you asked what, you know, if you're the president of Boise State, you asked yesterday, Doug, what would you do? That was basically the question. How do you put yourself in a position to make that BCS bowl game? How do you put yourself in a position? I guess that was his answer. We got to get to a conference that'll at least allow us to do that.
The RMAC is moving, or the UNK is moving from the RMAC to the MIAA to save money and to cut down on travel costs. And we've heard that so much. how can a San Diego State, well, how can a lot of these teams, but San Diego State and Boise are going to be the ones that do the most traveling. I mean, they can't just leave on a Friday like everybody else and be ready for a Saturday. I mean, you're going to have noon games out there on the East Coast. That's 10 a.m. for these guys. How can you expect to be ready to go? And I don't just mean mentally. It ain't going to happen. I don't get it. I get what they're trying to accomplish, but if they're trying to just get in there to win football games and then have and then think that they're going to go to the BCS all the time, it ain't going to happen.
Well, you know, I think obviously you'd have to Chris Peterson probably be the first one to tell you that he thinks it can happen. Obviously, he would have given his vote of confidence. I don't know if you got to leave on Thursday. You're right though about you don't fly out at noon on Friday, get there, do a walkthrough, eat some supper, go to bed, and wake up and go, hey, let's play some football, guys. You're right. That makes no sense at all.
Can't do a playoff. Got to keep these student athletes in school. Time for our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance. No more flats or downtime on the farm. Call Garrett Tires and Treads for details on their on-the-farm tire service. Mark Bauer joins us after coming back from beautiful Las Vegas, where I understand yesterday, I think it was 26 degrees. But I'm sure it was balmy and the kids were hanging out by the pool.
No, it was cold. It was very cold and windy.
Yeah, do the kids have any time to relax and...
You know, with all the cowboys and cowgirls there for the National Bull Riding Championships, a little sightseeing for them, I guess.
Mark's not I can tell Mark's not a rodeo fan.
It's the NFR. It's not bull riding.
It's NFR. But honestly, they had the largest Christmas cowboy, cowgirl shopping spree there in the convention center, and it was quite interesting. So
you got everything you needed for the wife. It's all taken care of. So there should be some pretty neat gifts under the tree.
It would be, yeah, very unusual gifts, actually.
Honey, I got you this belt buckle. It's shiny and everything.
Spurs. You saw Spurs. Your kids ever saw Spurs?
No. In fact, more than half the guys that went with us had never even been to Las Vegas. That was an eye-opener in and of itself for all of them. So.
When do you fly into Vegas? Do you get to fly in at night?
No. We actually do a red-eye nice and early and get there at a decent time in the morning, so. No, nice and early. And we left real early. We were up at 3:30.
who lined that up? My buddy Broadfoot?
Hey, it's cheap, you know?
Duh. I mean, like you had to wake any of them up. I mean, really? But successful, very successful from the looks of things.
Had a great weekend. We had three, other than TJ Hepburn, we had three other individuals that were a match out from placing approximately 35 Division I teams. I think there were four non-Division I teams. And aside us finishing 15th, the other three teams are down at the bottom of the totem pole. But it was successful for a lot of reasons. You know, one, getting some mat time under your belt in an event like that is just, you know, it's tremendous. You know, you're competing with some of the best in the nation. TJ Hepburn actually, in his semis match, wrestled the number 7 ranked kid in the nation. Was ahead 8-0 when the kid injury defaulted to him. So actually, if you look at the brackets and it says he wins by injury default, it was a little bit more than just an injury default. He was actually taking it to the kid. So, and then to get into the finals, he had to beat, Green from this Michael Green kid out of Lincoln, who's just dynamite freshman, and TJ took him down in the closing seconds of the match, which made it even a little bit more exciting. But then in the finals to compete against the 2-time Division I national champ Kyle Dake from Cornell, and you know, really hanging with him. I mean, we lost 4-0, but the guy's just an absolute monster. So, the mat was lined with photographers. It was really exciting, actually. Of course, the most exciting part was afterwards, one of the reporters came up to me. He's like, so 15th in a big, big tournament like this, are you guys going Division I? I'm like, no, we're not going down that road. So don't even start any rumors, please.
Yeah, and folks, just in case, it's a Cliff Keen Las Vegas Invitational. Nebraska sends their whole team. It's a Division I tournament with some elite non-Division I teams, and you've got to be good when you're among the elite non-Division I teams.
Definitely. And you know what? What a great confidence builder. I've actually been emailing back and forth with one of our kids' dads this morning, and you know, it's something that's going to really, you know, fire these guys up and really help push them through the rest of the season. And you know, confidence wise, you can't get that for a kid any other way than going to events like that. So other than TJ, though, we had three other individuals that were match out from placing, and one of them is our freshman heavyweight, Kevin Barrett. Kevin lost. You know, sometimes you have really poor draws when it comes to events like this. And he drew the number one seed first round, who actually had just beaten the week prior to the returning national champ at heavyweight. And Kevin lost to him 7-5 first round. And we were in on several shots, just couldn't get him taken down. And then he motors through the backside and pins his next three guys to get into the second day. And he turned some heads. He really did. He really showed me that he's got what it takes to compete at an extremely high level at a young age.
Freshman heavyweight.
Yeah.
Does it take something like that? How many levels in college? I mean, when you show up, I mean, are there notches? How many notches when you get to be TJ Hepburn or somebody like that?
You know, TJ Hepburn coming out of high school obviously had, you know, he had accolades longer than my arm, and went to junior college first off. But, you know, in terms of, you know, those levels, you know, one, there's a level just when you step in the room from day one, and then transitioning and carrying that from the room out to the mat. You know, we always kind of say that you're a gamer or you're not a gamer. You know, do you show up the day and compete? Because we got some kids that can't beat their way out of a wet paper sack in the practice room and can step out on the mat. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the excitement, the anxiety, the adrenaline flowing, but they can shine. And then, there's opposite of that, too. I got some kids that look like dynamite in a room. And when they step out in front of a crowd, they look like a deer in headlights. So
there's coaching fun.
Yeah, there's extreme opposites. But those levels, you know, an event like the Las Vegas Invitational, that's the highest level. I mean, you are competing at the highest level. It would be no different than us, you know, wrestling the Huskers or Iowa or Iowa State in a duel. I mean, that is the level that we're at.
Are there fans? I mean, are there a lot of people there?
Oh, yeah. In fact, Cornell, I talked to Rob Cole, the head wrestling coach from Cornell. He told me they had over 100 followers at that event, and they were having a banquet that night, you know, a get-together with all of their alumni, fans, parents. I mean, just a huge following. So there was a lot of people there. Not only that, it was an Olympic qualifier going on in the same venue. They had a freestyle tournament, and Marty Usman was wrestling on the mat straight across, and he actually finished fourth. I think one of the guys above him was already a qualifier, so he just qualified for the Olympic trials this weekend as well.
UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we talk about what's going on this weekend, also some kids went down to Hayes.
Yes.
The kids you didn't take. I mean, that's the one thing about wrestling. It is kind of like JV in high school because everybody's going to get a shot pretty much no matter what the sport in it. But in wrestling.
Definitely. Coach Swarm took down the rest of our guys down to Hayes. You know, we needed somewhere for them to go. Rafion Stotts, he'll be our starting 149 most likely second semester. He's got two championship seasons left, so he's got to do the part-time, full-time thing. And he won the tournament, beat the number two ranked kid in the nation in the finals for the third straight week. And so he's doing really well for us. And then we've got some young freshmen that are just really shining right now. We have a 197-pounder out of Omaha, Nebraska, Matt Lena, who currently is 17-3. And we still have a tournament left before break. That's extremely rare. And he's performing really well at a high level at a young age as well. So very excited about him. And we had a few other young men that did real well. We had one kid break a leg on a double leg. So those are, you know, discouraging things that happen every once in a while. But, you know, this coming weekend, we've got our own event here in Kearney. It's not going to be near the event that we were at this last weekend, but it's also a great opportunity for us to kind of stay healthy because when we come back from Christmas break, 7th and 8th, we're in Springfield, Illinois, wrestling at the National Dual Championships, and we want to have our team intact because we got a legit shot at winning that thing, and I want these guys healthy.
Well, they let you back in.
Yeah, they did. Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
Mark, I want to single out one more person, an area kid, Timmy Crocker. We talked about him a little bit. I know people out there that follow high school wrestling are interested in how Tim's doing.
You bet. You know, Tim, this year so far, he's still trying to find and just develop his style that's going to be competitive at this level. There's no doubt. You know, everybody knows he's technically very sound. I mean, he actually runs the Twister Wrestling Academy in our room, and I've had the opportunity to go in there and watch him and how he's working with kids, and so he's got the instructions. It's just a matter of just applying it out in the mat. But this weekend, finished fourth. I think went 4-2 on the weekend, and so we really see him starting to turn the corner. It's exciting, you know, when you see that. But, you know, this first couple tournaments, he's a third-year wrestler, and he's not wrestling with the amateur boys anymore. He's with the elite guys, and it's that transition just from that amateur to elite, it makes a difference. And so he's starting to turn the corner for us, and we're excited to see that.
Huh. Here comes a six-pack and a pound. Anyway, UNK coach Mark Bauer with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As you mentioned, the Open, it's not going to be like what you had this week. It's not going to compare anything to what we saw here last month. But it's your last meet for a month. So tell us about what you're expecting this weekend and then what you do during your time.
You know, honestly, probably the smallest UNK Loper Open we've ever run before. You know, we knew us starting the UNK Holiday Inn Open, you know, was going to affect this a little bit. In addition to that, Newman University down in Kansas started an open last year. And so even I was looking ahead and I thought to myself, you know, gosh, we're going to lose some teams just because Newman started. And sure enough, we have. Obviously, UNO not bringing their 30-plus guys is going to affect us. You know, we're expecting about 150 to 200 kids. We're, the last couple of years, we've been hovering around 300. But we have, you know, about 15 kids coming from Lincoln and Wyoming. And then we've got all of our area NAI schools, some junior colleges coming up from Kansas. So we've got some teams that are coming, and it's going to be a good tournament for us. You know, I think... for us right now, this is also a great opportunity to do some wrestle-offs, you know, place these guys in the brackets how we want to place them and get them some of that competition, because there is such a difference between head-to-head competition in actual competition as opposed to isolating a match in the wrestling room. And this will give us, again, it'll show us that guy that's got that gamer in him a little bit that'll stand out. So, but this should be a good event.
Mark, is this going to be an event that, with the Holiday Inn Open, will it replace, I mean, are we looking, I mean, I don't...
We've been looking down the road. You know, one, I bought 3 years' worth of medals for this tournament. So, you know, we can use those medals however we want. The nice thing about medals today, they don't actually engrave on the medals. They engrave on a little disc that you stick on there. So we can use the medals however we want. But we're actually talking about middle of January, possibly moving that event, which could be a good move for us. Because if you look at our January schedule this year, it is... tough. It's rough. Our guys, in fact, a couple of them come in and are like, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, it's going to toughen you up a little bit. February is phenomenal for us. But, you know, just maybe to have that home date in the middle of January might be something that really helps us out down the road. So we're kind of looking at that as well.
Well, Mark, we wish you the best of luck. This is back at the college.
Back at the Health and Sports Center. Yes, yes.
So we'll let you move on, and we'll wish you the best of luck. And let's just make sure we stay out of T.J. Hepburn's way.
Hey, I just let him keep on that roll. It's all I care about right now. So thanks a million.
Have a good holiday.
You too. Thank
Mark
you.
Mark Bauer, head wrestling coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Don't forget, if you want to get a chance to watch some wrestling this week, you missed out on the Kearney High invite last week because it got postponed. So go check out the Lopers this week. Also, Metro State has just ascended to the number 2 men's basketball team in the country, and they are coming in this weekend. They play Friday night, 6-8 at the Health and Sports Center, then Regis Sunday at 1-3. Go to Lopers.com, check out your schedules, because they're going to be playing a lot of 1 and 3 o'clock games on Saturdays and even some Sundays here over the next month. Also, there is a Loper Luncheon. It's the Winter Community Luncheon with UNK, Kearney High, and Kearney Catholic winter sports coaches on hand to talk about basketball, to talk about wrestling and swimming maybe as well, and UNK will be there as well. It's tomorrow, 11:45 is when they start serving lunch. 12 o'clock, the program begins. Still have you out of there before 1 o'clock. So if you get a chance, mark that on your calendar for tomorrow, Loper Lunch with Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, and UNK, and that is going on to tomorrow at the Health and Sports Center. Over the weekend, Loper men split, Loper women dropped a pair of basketball games.
Lot going on here. Just a couple weeks remaining in this collegiate deal before Christmas break. Give everybody a little bit of time off to catch their breath and get back at it after Christmas.
Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show in just a little bit, Scott Hood from GamecockCentral.com. Plus, Daddy has some other things, I suppose, he wants to talk about.
Yeah, who you voted for Heisman, that back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Man, has this year flown by, but a lot's happened. Think about all the files you've added to your computer. Maybe new songs, taxes, birthdays, vacations. You want to lose those? Of course you don't. That's why you back them all up with Carbonite Online Backup, and do it today. It backs up your computer files automatically and continually. So no matter what happens to your computer, you can easily recover your backed up files. I've got tax information. I've got vacation information. I've got financial documents on mine. Plus, Carbonite offers unlimited backup for just $59 for the entire year. And now Carbonite has even more to offer with new plans that include new features like external hard drive backup. I can't imagine living and having my computer without Carbonite. Go to Carbonite.com today. Type in my offer code Colin for a free trial plus 2 months free with your subscription. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Colin. You don't want to risk it.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
Yanda's Music and Pro Audio invites you to give a gift that lasts a lifetime. Music. Yanda's has a great selection of pianos, keyboards, guitars, drums, and musical accessories for you to choose from. Come in and check out the new home recording studio products and special effects lighting now in stock. During the month of December through Christmas, Yanda's will be extending their shopping hours and will be open Sunday afternoons 1 to 5. Make it a musical Christmas this year. Come in and see us at Yanda's Music and Pro Audio on the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
For more exciting high school basketball action this week, be sure to keep it right here and on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On Thursday, Classic Hits 98.9 has a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader from St. Paul as the Wildcats take on Wood River, tipping off at 6. Then on Friday on 1230 KHAS, Holdridge will welcome in Hastings High, and on ESPN 1550, Adams Central will host Centura. For more information or to listen on the web, go to PlatteRiverPreps.com for high school basketball this week.
For today, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop with a high temperature near 34. We'll have our winds becoming breezy out of the northwest at 5 to 15. And for tonight, a low of 15 degrees. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, it's 28.
If you're feeling like a pimp, go on, brush your shoulders off. Ladies, it's pimps too. Go on, brush your shoulders off.
Back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget, tomorrow, Jeff Erickson will be in, so get your fantasy football questions. Yes, we anticipate after Thanksgiving and after the storm that they had out west last week that we will have Jeff tomorrow. Pierre Garçon, DeSean Jackson.
I got both of them on my bench. I don't know. I watched.
Yeah. Why do decisions have to be so hard? Why can't they be easy?
They're pretty easy, and if you got proven technology that works, T&L irrigation, the choice is really simple, Douglas. We can go through several of their little sticking points and what separates them from the other guy, but one has been a constant for over 55 years. Their systems move continuously. There's no start and stop. There's no things breaking. Do you want a car that you drive down the interstate going 75 miles an hour continually? Or do you want to go 75 mile an hour, starting and stopping it all the way down to Lincoln? It makes no sense. The car would break down. Your pivot doesn't break down with T&L irrigation. The choice is simple. They've been doing it a long time. Contact your local T&L dealer today or call them at 800-330-4264. Visit their website at tlirr.com. T&L irrigation. The choice is simple. It's proven technology that works.
Oh, what else is going on in the world of sports today? Nebraska men's basketball team is home tonight. They take on Florida Gulf Coast, and that's on the Breeze, tipping off at 7 o'clock on 1230 KHAS. We'll be bringing you Hastings College basketball, 6 and 8 o'clock as they take on Nebraska Wesleyan. So that's what's going on basketball-wise tonight. UNK volleyball, by the way, finished ninth in the Division II coaches poll, 32-2. but got knocked out in the first round of the tournament, so they dropped from 4th to 9th. Wayne State, 10th. Metro State finishes in 11th place. Concordia St. Paul won it for the 5th straight year, so they're number 1. Nebraska Volleyball, 4 players named All-Region. Gina Mancuso, first team. Morgan Brokhouse, Lauren Cook, Hannah Worth, honorable mention. For the volleyball fans out there, Coach John Cook did a little sit-down with the Omaha and Lincoln paper. There were other things going on with this volleyball team, as I suspected. As I talked about it, you know, I just said something wasn't right. He's not going to elaborate because, you know, that means throwing somebody under the bus.
This has happened several times. And I'm not, it's not a shot at female athletes. It's just it happens more, I think. There's more things go on, I think, with girls in a locker room. There's more things that happen where guys just seem to whatever and go on with it. I think this rears its ugly head, but to win the Big Ten title, I think, is still such a huge accomplishment when everybody thought going into this year is going to be a huge rebuilding year for this team. You know, they lost to Colorado State early on, and you thought, oh, no, train wreck. Here we go. Five. I mean, you look at that schedule, Doug. I think
some five-set matches early, too, that they squeaked out that people are just not used to that. Not used to that.
But I think you go into the Big Ten, and you're thinking, I mean, at that time, I think you're thinking, well, if we can go 15 and 5 would have been awesome. To do what they did, I think they exceeded everybody's expectation. They're set up really well for the future. And John Cook, tough way to get bounced that early in the tournament. But they're going to be back and better than ever, I get a feeling.
Well, they lose the 3 seniors, but replaceable seniors. Tri-City Storm got the first goal last night at Omaha, but then back-to-back goals by the Lancers in the second period give them a 2-1 lead. And then an empty netter in the third period late. 3-1 Omaha with the win. The Storm will host Des Moines Friday night at the Event Center at 7. And then television Saturday, 3 o'clock, for their matinee game.
Come on, guys. Come on.
One other note, former UNK Coach Bauer was telling us about Marty Usman. Moving on for Olympic trials, former UNK runner Casey Lichtig has qualified for the Olympic trials in the marathon.
Drug test him.
Her.
Her. Him. If you run a marathon, I think you got to be on drugs.
Let's go to the Den Popper inbox.
What are you doing today? I thought I'd run to Overton. What? No. You're about a third of the way to Odessa. You're like,
run to Wood River.
This, yeah. You're kicking it in Hastings going, I don't know. I don't have much going on 7 in hell. I think I'll run to Lawrence. What? No!
Run to Pleasanton from the interstate.
You get about to Prairie Hills and go, this really isn't that good of an idea. You turn around, there's no one there with you. I'll get some run back.
Let's go to the Den Popper inbox. What would we have to pay Carl to take Barney Cotton? I think, folks, your Barney Cotton problems are going to be taken care of before spring ball. Let's just say that. Heisman Trophy ballot turned it in Monday. I know you're wondering about that.
I am wondering about that. I think a lot of people are wondering about that.
I believe I told you yesterday that, and if I didn't, I'll say it here.
Okay, can we go back? A year ago, you got a vote. How many people in the state of Nebraska have a vote? Do you know that?
It's like 14 or 17. I can't remember exactly. I mean, people keep asking me this. They don't even provide that information to us on our letters. But, you know, it's kind of cool to get something from Deloitte and Touche. You know, you hear that?
The accounting firm.
Yeah. Tonight's Oscar, tonight's CMA Awards, tonight's, you know, Academy, you know, tonight's Grammy. And then they have that guy walk out there, the representative, Deloitte and Touche, who has the envelope with all the sealed winners in it. Yeah, it's pretty cool to get some mail from them. And then you vote, and there you go. But it doesn't tell you. I think there's around 900 in the low 900s, and that includes the former Heisman Trophy winners. You got national people. Sipple has a vote, I know. I can't tell you exactly who has votes in Nebraska because it changes a little bit. I think Kevin Kugler and Michael Sevier, I believe, both have a vote. Rosenthal, I think, has a vote. Tom Chattel has a vote from the World Herald.
Simple Trent Richardson on his ballot.
Bob Hamer, I think, has a vote over at the Independent. And if Bob's listening, he can let me know about that. I know he has. I think he still does. And Sip voted for Trent Richardson on his ballot. Robert Griffin III and Andrew Luck, I believe, was what he put on his blog. So
okay.
I can tell you that the three guys I voted for are all in New York and all part of the finalists, where I don't think that was the case last year. I got to look back. I don't remember. I know I voted for Cam Newton last year because once the NCAA cleared him, you have to forget all that, all the garbage that was being talked about. They say he is an upright, upstanding young man, and then you can't overlook the numbers. There's no reason not voting for him. So I did. I think I voted for Blackman maybe in third last year, Justin Blackman from Oklahoma State, who did not make the final cut. So
you liked him again this year.
Yeah, it just didn't happen, though. It all went over to Whedon, and then I don't know why. But I broke it down, and I think it's only fair that, you know, today I'll tell you who I voted for third.
Just tell us.
Why?
Everybody else tells theirs. I don't know why it's such a big deal.
Well, they tell you not to, Tone.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. They tell you that. It's right there on the form that Deloitte and Touche send you. Scott Hood of GamecockCentral.com will join us when we come back.
Tis the season of some assembly required, so stop in to any participating Napa Auto Parts store this December for holiday savings on select tool sets, like the Crescent Brand 128-piece tool gift set, only $49.99, or the Gear Wrench 5-piece universal ratcheting wrench set, just $29.99. Napa Know How! Now you can get something for everyone in the family, including your car. Offer expires 12/31/11 while supplies last.
The Bose Wave Music System is the gift that delights nearly anyone. Hear lifelike sound for CDs and radio. Connect your MP3 player or add the optional multi-CD changer for hours of uninterrupted music. Visit Bose.com/enjoy or call 1-800-611-1640 for a 30-day risk-free trial. Ask about easy financing. Order the Wave Music System by January 2nd to save $50 and receive free shipping. The Bose Wave Music System, 1-800-611-1640.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop with a high temperature near 34. We'll have our winds becoming breezy out of the northwest at 5 to 15. And for tonight, a low of 15 degrees. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, it's 28.
Tonight, tonight,
Nugget Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth on this Wednesday as we roll on through another cold, chilly day, thinking ahead to the Capital One Bowl. And, of course, folks, when you're watching the Capital One Bowl or any of your favorite sporting activities, Cunningham's is the place to be. Sports fans can come in, watch their favorite sports, grab lunch. Maybe it's pizza. Maybe it's a little prime rib sandwich. Burgers, great burgers. Try the Juicy Lucy, by the way. Incredible. Brisket sandwiches. Maybe you just want some hot wings, some sliders, the journal bites. Outstanding. And don't forget all college football, including Army, Navy, this Saturday. College basketball now has taken over. Some great games this Saturday and Sunday. And always the NFL. Televisions everywhere. And don't forget, they've got the coldest draft beer in town. Coors Light Red Beers, Nebraska Pint Specials on Husker game days like January 2nd. They're open every day for you. Cunningham's Journal, sports, live entertainment, lunch, located on 23rd Street in downtown Kearney. Stop by, say hi to Mike Youssef and the entire gang. It's a great place to enjoy lunch or even a little evening meal for a little happy hour if you're going in after work.
Maybe on the road, Gamecock Central's doing a radio show somewhere and they're chiming in. I bet they'd do it from Cunningham. Scott Hood joins us. Scott, would you do a show from Cunningham's?
Yes, I would. In fact, you say the word Nebraska, and that certainly brings back fond memories for a lot of people in the South Carolina program for all the success they've had in Omaha the last 2 years. So I enjoyed my I've been there for a total of 4 weeks now in Omaha in the last 2 years. So I've enjoyed the state of Nebraska and meeting all the people there.
Yeah, folks, you may remember we've had Scott on before to talk about the College World Series and the Gamecocks. That is going to be maybe the most unusual thing. I would like, Tony, I think it would be interesting. Outside of Nebraska hats, baseball hats, what do you think the most popular hat is in the state? I would say
the
Sooners.
Rooster.
Sooners and Cox. There's no doubt about it because those are the hats that sell in Omaha every single year. That may put a weird twist on this whole thing.
Yeah, it would. But I'm looking forward to this game. I think this is a great matchup between two, I guess, run-dominated football team. I guess that's a strange thing to say about a Steve Spurrier coach team that they're run-dominated, but that's only been their recipe for success this year, especially after Stephen Garcia was dismissed from the team in midseason and Connor Shaw took over quarterback. And Connor Shaw was a read option, zone read type quarterback in high school, and he's done a fabulous job with that. And even after Marcus Lattimore was injured in the seventh game of the year, you know, they turned to a true freshman, Brandon Wiles, and he has 300-yard games the rest of the year. So the offensive line's done a great job run blocking. They're a little spotty with pass blocking, which is why the passing game hasn't really taken off, even though they've have one of the best wide receivers in the country in Alshon Jeffrey. But no doubt about it, USC is going to run the football. And I think really the team that probably runs the football the best is probably going to end up winning this game.
Scott Hood from GamecockCentral.com joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. I'm just thinking, South Carolina lost their starting quarterback and stud starting running back. Can you imagine if Nebraska lost their starting? They wouldn't even be in a bowl game, Daddy.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. I think that's scary to think about like that.
How was South Carolina able to overcome that, Scott?
Well, first of all, I think they changed their scheme up a little bit, as I just mentioned with Connor Shaw. I think they went to more of a zone read option type scheme because that's what Connor Shaw was comfortable with in high school. Connor Shaw is a son of a high school coach. His father coached him over there in Georgia. He was a very successful high school career, threw for a bunch of yards, but also ran for yards. If you saw him in the Clemson game a couple weeks ago, you know, he can throw the football, but he's also very fast. He can run away from defensive backs. So he's got a lot of speed, and he's very smart. And they basically just turned the offensive line and said, run blocking. That was really the strength of the O-line. Now, the O-line has proven they're not very decent, not very good pass blockers, because every time they try to establish the pass, typically the offensive line breaks down and defensive line gets a lot of pressure on the quarterback. But so I think after Marcus Lattimore went out, Steve Spurrier basically made a decision to run the football even more. Now, part of that was the fact that without Lattimore, a lot of teams started playing a soft cover two scheme to try to stop out, to take the Alshon Jeffrey out of the game, which they succeeded in doing. But by doing that, what they did is opened up the running lanes Bashaw and Brandon Wiles, and both those guys have been fabulous the last 4 or 5 weeks of the year. And you know, I think South Carolina got 200-plus yards rushing, I think, in 3 of the last 5 games. So they had a lot of success running the football.
Scott, I think for college football fans, one of the names, Stephen Garcia, is a name that a lot of people recognize, and he's kind of a polarizing figure, and I guess maybe you saw his name across the bottom of the screen, probably too much for South Carolina fans. But tell us about that young man and just what happened.
I think, to quote Steve Spurrier, he just did a lot of stupid things. You know, he never did anything that would be able to consider to be a crime or anything like that. It was just a bunch of stupid personal decisions that he made that sort of just affected him and put him in the headlines for all the wrong reasons. And as you know, guys, when you're a starting quarterback in the SEC, as passionate as these fans are down here, you know, anything the quarterback does is going to make front page news, good or bad. And unfortunately for Steven, a lot of what he did off the field was bad, and he didn't really show the maturity that you need to have to be a starting quarterback in the SEC. And as a result, he was in the headlines for all the wrong reasons, and eventually just got to the point where I think he just couldn't tolerate it anymore. He had a contract with the AD here that if he basically a zero tolerance policy, and unfortunately he violated that contract. As a result, he was dismissed from the team. But you talk to a lot of Gamecock fans, they'll tell you. Not really. Maybe that might be the best thing to happen to USC this year because it really forced Connor Shaw into the lineup, and the way he's played, I think it'll be tough to argue with the results from the field. 6-1 in the last 7 games, so certainly they've been winning even without Garcia.
Scott Hood of GamecockCentral.com joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How has that affected Alshon Jeffrey, who has the most receiving yards in school history?
It's affected him a lot, the fact that the teams are playing these schemes to try to take him out of the game without Lattimore on the field. His production is down from last season. But, you know, they tell people all the time, you know, people ask me, well, is he going to come back for another year because of his draft status? No, he's still going to be a, mid-first, the high first-round draft pick. He'll go in the top 15. You know, he's got Velcro hands, you've seen him play on TV. He's got great moves. He played basketball in high school. So uses the box out moves, the box out defensive back, and can catch the football. He's great on the fade passes, great on jump ball type situations. So and those are the type of throws they've been giving complete now in the last several weeks. So, you know, he's becoming more of a factor the last couple of games. But for a while there, for 3 or 4 weeks, he was virtually non-existent because teams were successful in taking him away. But like I said, that opened up the running lanes, and Connor Shaw and Brandon Wiles both took advantage of it.
Scott, I want to ask you about the Gamecock schedule. And everybody looks at the SEC, and if you listen to ESPN, it is by far and above the best conference in the world. I'm looking at the schedule, and I concede 3 games, Georgia, Clemson, and Arkansas. But other than that, were there really good teams, great teams on it?
Probably not. I agree with you. In fact, Steve Spurrier will be the first one to tell you that one reason why South Carolina is 10-2 because they didn't have to play LSU or Alabama this year. In fact, if you look at Georgia's schedule, Georgia didn't have to play LSU, Alabama, or Arkansas this year, which is one reason why they were able to win 10 straight games after they went to 0-2. So no doubt about it, that helped USC. They avoided having to play the two top heavyweights this year in the SEC. I can see where the schedule would come into question for both South Carolina and Georgia. And if you look at Florida had to play LSU and Alabama this year, and that's one reason why they struggled.
Scott Hood, GamecockCentral.com, joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Even listening to Coach Spurrier's press conference for the Capital One Bowl, it seems you got to have motivation. We talked about this on the show this week, and Nebraska had none of it, happened to play Washington again last year in the Holiday Bowl. You got to have motivation, and it looks like all the motivation is trying to get this 11th win. Is that the case?
No doubt about it. In fact, he spent a large portion of his bowl press conference talking about it. Ever since he got here, Steve Spurrier has talked about doing things for the first time. Remember, before this year, the school program only won 10 games only once in a season in school history. That was 1984. They've never won 11 games. So they've got a chance to make history here for the South Carolina football program. And then Steve Spurrier is focused like a laser beam on that. And as a result, I'm thinking the preparation for this bowl game are going to be a lot more focused and a lot more intense than they have been in previous years. One thing Spurrier's been criticized for is the fact a lot of people think his ball preparations were not intense enough, not physical enough. The practices weren't intense enough. And as a result, they sort of played lackadaisical in the bowl games. So, but I'm looking for this year. I think the practice is going to be a lot more intense, and they're definitely going to come out and try to win that 11th game, even though they are playing a very good team in Nebraska.
Is the mood of Steve Spurrier at an all-time high right now in South Carolina? I guess on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put it?
I'll put about a 9. No, obviously, he still wants to win that 11th game, but certainly the last few weeks, beating Florida, beating Clemson, those are probably the happiest I've seen Spurrier in his post-game press conferences. He loves to win, which is one reason why I think some people understand why Steve Spurrier can win by running the football and not throwing it. I think they're expecting the Steve Spurrier of the 1990s at Florida, and they just continue to adopt that style. But he likes to win more than he wants to throw the ball, and he's going to do whatever it takes to win. He's certainly the most competitive person I've met. And remember, he's 66 years old. But he's still probably the most intense person, the most competitive person I've met in my life. He loves to win, and that's one reason why he's doing what he's doing now. And frankly, running that zone read and running the ball 50 times a game, as they've been doing for the last several weeks, that's what's been successful.
Scott, I'll follow that up, but how many more years do you envision him coaching?
He's always said 3 or 4. He'll certainly coach next year because I think Marcus Lattimore will be a Heisman Trophy favorite next year. I think maybe even 2 more years with Connor Shaw. Connor Shaw continues to do well. Remember, he also has Clowney's around for another couple of years after he played his freshman year this year. I think a lot is going to depend on success, but no doubt about it, I think he'll probably coach minimum 2 more years, probably 3. I've been told the Board of Trustees here may grant him a 1-year contract extension probably through 2014. Right at this point, I'd be surprised if he coached beyond 2014 without certainly giving him about 3 more years. He's only 9 wins away from setting the school record for most career wins as a head coach, and that's another record he desperately wants when he first started here. So I think he can really set the pace and really put a lot of distance up between himself and the coaches behind him in the all-time wins race here at South Carolina.
Feel that, Lou Holtz. Last minute here with Scott Hood of GamecockCentral.com. You're going to hear the name, if they do very well at South Carolina defensively, you're going to hear the name Melvin Ingram. He was Lombardi and Bednarik semifinalist. And a couple of things in early research here, the Gamecocks. Coach Spurrier mentioned trouble covering kicks. Nebraska was good at that the first 3/4 of the year, returning kicks, right? Maybe not the last 2 or 3 games, but also they're right around, South Carolina's right around 6th in the country at forcing turnovers. Do you see those two things, the turnover factor and the kick coverage? I think Nebraska's got a huge special teams advantage here. Are those going to be big parts of this game?
No doubt about it. In fact, Steve Spurrier mentioned and has mentioned for the last 3 or 4 weeks how disappointed he is in USC's kickoff coverage. I think Abdullah, every 30 yards of kickoff return.
Right.
That's a dangerous number if you're a USC fan, because they've had a lot of trouble covering kickoffs. They brought in a new special teams coach this year, and they have certainly improved in some areas, but one area where they've not improved is kickoff coverage, and they're last in the SEC in that category. And I think they certainly expected better. But one of the reasons why they haven't done better, they're playing a lot of young kids. In fact, Steve Spurrier was talking the other day about putting more starters on the kickoff, putting guys like Melvin Ingram and guys like that on the kickoff coverage team, let them run down the field and make tackles. So we'll see how it goes, though, during bowl preparation. But I agree with you that at this point in time, the kickoff coverage game with Abdullah returning and USC covering, I think that's certainly going to be an advantage to Nebraska at this point.
Well, Scott, we'll see if Nebraska can help them out with that bad kickoff coverage by only allowing them to kick off once in the Capital One Bowl.
Well, I'm sure, I think it's going to be a pretty good game. USC has feasted on turnovers all year. They're close to 30 turnovers they've forced during the year. So it's been a big play defense all year. Guys like Antonio Allen and Ingram. I think people probably saw the fake punt against Georgia and the fumble recovery in the end zone. And Antonio Allen for several big plays. And so has Clowney. So they sort of feasted on those type of things, and we'll see how it goes.
Scott, we appreciate the time you've given us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to this game, and look forward to speaking with you again in the future.
We'll talk in the future, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. There's a little bit on South Carolina. Let's see who Nebraska decides to put back there to return kicks this time around. Timmy Marlowe, Rex Burkhead, Amir Abdullah. It's the bowl game. You got to put Abdullah back there, don't you, Tone?
Well, I would think. I think you want your. I think you're trying to generate some excitement. Yes, there's a negative side of that as far as fumbling the football, but you put Burkhead back there, you don't have that probably the big play, you know, the I guess that spark, that boom, that burst you can get with Abdullah. I think there's so much big play. Jamal Turner, we talked about what a playmaker he is. I'd love to see him with his hands on the ball in the open field a little bit.
Our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK, where this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you buy one Whopper, you get one free. Oh-ho! And try one of the new BK Toppers or the Chef's Choice Burger. Three toppers to choose from. There's one of these to tempt everyone's taste buds. Only at Burger King. Two locations in Kearney. Also Cozad, North Platte, and Lexington.
With the holidays almost here, the last place you want to be is at the post office. Traffic, people sending more letters and gifts than they will all year. The lines will be ridiculous. Avoid all of that. Use Stamps.com instead. With Stamps.com, you buy and print official U.S. postage. That's right, using your own computer and printer. Everything you do at the post office, without having to be in line behind GERT, you can now do right from your desk. Print postage for any letter or package the instant you need it. And if you're a small business, it looks so professional. You never have to go to the post office again with Stamps.com. I use it, so do my friends. It's easy. For a limited time, get a special offer when you use my name, Colin. No risk trial, plus a $110 bonus offer, includes a digital scale that calculates the exact postage for you, and you get $55 of free postage. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic, top right side of the page, type in Colin. Stamps.com, enter Colin. The holiday season is the worst season at the post office. Use Stamps.com.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
Happy Bola Days from Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio with a parade of college bowl games.
Back, puts one into the end zone. He's got a man, and it's a touchdown.
The football starts 8 days before Christmas in New Mexico and snakes its way to Nollins for the National BCS Championship on January 9th.
They are your national champions.
Let's talk it up on 1460 and 1550 AM, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For today, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop with a high temperature near 34. We'll have our winds becoming breezy out of the northwest at 5 to 15. And for tonight, a low of 15 degrees. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, it's 28.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Don't forget to vote on our ATS Hot Topic. Who should play LSU? Should it have been Oklahoma State, or do you agree with Alabama?
You know, the more I hear about it, I'm looking at that. I just look at that SEC conference, and everybody oohs and ahs over it. Well, yeah, if you had to play LSU and Alabama on that schedule – yeah, it was a daunting task, but I'm just pick any team you want. Mississippi State, were they that good? I mean, Auburn wasn't that good this year.
You going to take Georgia in your bowl selections now that you know they didn't play anybody and they lost to Boise State, who's no good?
No, I never said Boise State wasn't any good.
Just asking.
The bowl deal is a different deal because it's all about motivation after a month layoff.
I don't think you can go. I don't want to hear anybody take it to the extreme that the SEC is down this year, because I think LSU proved by beating Oregon the way they did, by the way they played their football this year, that they deserve to be number one far and away over everybody else. That's why I hope they finish the deal against Alabama, so we don't have to listen to it, so we don't have to worry about it. I mean, we'll hear it anyway. It doesn't matter what happens. Oklahoma State gets a big win somehow over Stanford. We're going to hear about it.
No, you're absolutely right. LSU, Mississippi State, quality opponent. I say middle of the road. West Virginia, I say middle of the road.
I got to ask you a question. Turner Gill was on The Experts, which airs on ESPNU live yesterday. Southern Miss has an opening. All these openings, Tone. Akron has an opening. Is Turner Gill a head football coach next year in college, Division I level?
I would think it'd be pretty tough.
Some places like that, though, you would think would be Turner Gill. I would think Akron
that's a
would.
Huge step up.
I think Akron would gobble him up.
I would think after what they saw him do at Buffalo. I mean, I would think Akron would be a much better job than Buffalo. But I mean, when you start talking Southern, I mean, I think that's another step up. I mean,
Well, it's not a step up from Kansas.
No. But I'm from Akron and Buffalo. I think Southern Miss would be a big step up.
Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Chevrolet Buick Cadillac has an experienced sales staff eager to share its knowledge and enthusiasm with you. We encourage you to browse their online inventory of all new and pre-owned vehicles at thinkmidway.com. The Midway Auto Group then can put up the new, and once they move something out, it's off. You can take a little look. Some of them have the video that'll show you around the vehicle, inside the vehicle. So if you don't just live right here, you're coming into town, you know what you want when you get here. And that's why Midway is going to do it for you. And if you don't see a particular vehicle, they're going to take care of that for you as well. But they've got such a great selection at the Midway Auto Dealerships, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Third on my Heisman ballot, you said surprised you. I showed you who my three selections were. Bob Hamer says, yes, he has a vote, and no, he's not going to tell you who he voted for. Third on my Heisman Trophy ballot, quarterback Andrew Luck out of Stanford. Third on my Heisman ballot.
That surprises me a little bit because I thought maybe you were just leaning different ways during the year.
I'll give you number two tomorrow, and Friday I'll tell you who I voted for. Maybe you'll be surprised, maybe you won't. I think I took quite a long time after watching it all. You have to crunch the numbers. You have to crunch the competition. You have to see who did it down the stretch. And then you have to be able to somewhat defend who you voted for, no matter if it's everybody's number one or if it's your number one. That's why there's over 900 voters for the Heisman Trophy.
Russ Andring and Lance Sorrell finished fourth and fifth, respectively.
Yeah, I'm a little worried. A little worried that I might not get a vote next year. You know, I might have been the only guy that voted for Lance.
Well,
hey, we want to thank Scott Hood from GamecockCentral.com for breaking down South Carolina with us. UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer, as they're off to a good start and get ready to host the UNK Open this Saturday tomorrow. Among our guests, Jeff Erickson from RotoWire to answer your fantasy football questions. Email or Facebook is your question. You can do it right now.
Don't forget Friday, Steve Hogan, CEO of the Capital One Bowl, joins us as well.
Whoa, really?
See you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
Awesome.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.